Masterton man's completed what might be called the Everest of climbing in this country, scaling 100 Great New Zealand peaks. Don French reached the milestone at the age of 62 when he knocked off the tricky Mount Unicorn on the West Coast. He's the first person to reach the goal. It was unofficially set for Kiwi climbers 30 years ago when the New Zealand Alpine Club created the 100 Peaks Challenge. Let's talk now to Don French, who's on, the line. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Don. When did you decide you were going to go for these 100 peaks?
We'd had the Alpine Club had this competition in 91, and during that year, I sort of did a couple of ventures into the Southern Alps, climbing some of the peaks. And at the end of it, we were on the way out to do another peak, Mount Diarjack. And we got caught by weather in a hut up the Havelock River, which is one of the major tributaries of the Rangitata. And I was stuck in this hut called St Winifred's for about 3 days due to bad weather. And during that time, got to look at the list and entertaining ourselves looking at the map and how you'd climb them, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a bit of a throwaway statement. I said, oh, I'll go and climb the lot. And, so the next 30 years I've been having to live up to my throwaway statement.
Well, now you have Mount Unicorn. I didn't even know there was a Mount Unicorn, but there you go. Mount Unicorn, the last one that you did. What was it like when you got to the top of that one and realised you'd done it?
I gave myself a few seconds to smile and enjoy the moment. But when you're on the top of a mountain, you've only done half the job. Getting up there is one thing, getting down is the other. So you sort of have to remain focused on the job and don't let yourself get too carried away with the situation. So,
Nonetheless, though, you've been doing this for the last 30 years, but you've still come in, what, about 3 years ahead of time in terms of when you wanted to have done this by. That's pretty good going.
Mountains don't actually play by that sort of game, a time frame. There's too many things that can go wrong, weather, climbing partners and such like. So you've always got to do these things with quite a margin of safety. It would have been nice to have actually done it a few years earlier. One of the things I've noticed is the mountains are actually starting to get a bit steeper and a bit higher over the last few years.
Do you think that's really the case, or do you think it's, you know, as one gets older, things do become harder sometimes?
I'm in denial.
Okay, that's probably a good place to be, actually. But nonetheless, you've done it. 100 of these peaks. So what are you going to do now?
One of the things you do when you stand on the top of these peaks is you take a few minutes to take a look around, and there are one hell of a lot of mountains out there. And as you pass these things, you sort of, pass these mountains, you sort of look at them and think, maybe come back one day and I'll do that one or this one. Or some of these, also some of the mountains you've climbed, you've done it by one particular route. And then you think, maybe I can do it by a different one. So there's no shortage of things to do and challenges. And
which one do you think you might go for first?
I don't know. I'm still working on my couple of little things I want to do in the Tauruas. I've been playing around with all the Mitre peaks in New Zealand. There's six of them. And I've climbed five of those, so might try the sixth one.
That sounds like a good plan. Hey, look, thank you so much for talking to us. That is Don French. He has knocked it off, so to speak. 100 Great New Zealand peaks, finishing with Mount Unicorn on the West Coast.